Reese's peanut butter cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
Looking for a snack that's better for you and irresistibly tasty? Grab a bag of Skinny Pop popcorn. The original ready-to-eat popcorn is made with just 3 simple ingredients, and it still delivers all the light, airy, and satisfyingly salty flavors you love. Share a bag of Skinny Pop with your favorite people, or just keep it to yourself for some endlessly enjoyable solo snacking that lasts and lasts. Deliciously popped, perfectly salted. Skinny Pop. Popular for a reason.
Dave Moore
on Today FM.
Back to life.
What's that?
Got a feeling that I'm going under. That's what you were singing.
Yeah, was there a back to life bit in that? I thought you were singing back to life.
Because I need someone to bring me back to life.
Back to reality. Soul to soul.
Now I'm trying to put in my holiday days for this year.
Guys, very important.
Because you're saying
work.
That, I said...
Back to life.
Instead of typing off work, I typed off to work.
Off to,
now that's
but
just
I hope it
confuse
was
confuse me.
But I hope it was two with like two, like soul, two souls, two
or
eyes.
Or like boys, two men.
What are you doing putting in your holidays on the 23rd of January? Come on, it's the 1st of January job.
Mm,
you're so late. Bet you everyone else's holidays are in, are they?
Mm-hmm.
I know myself and Emer have ours in.
Yes,
would you? Mine are, I'm talking to Maria about mine.
Yeah. Oh yeah, and you'll talk about it for the next couple of months.
They're
and then 2 weeks before you go on holidays, I booked that. Because you would take ages to decide.
No, it's not deciding. It's just like, there's a lot of people involved. There's like 6 people. Like, I'll have to work out how, what we're doing, when we're doing, how we're doing. And today,
like, they're kids. You go, we're going.
Yeah, like, you know, look at their schedule.
I never had a chance to take my holidays
not,
growing up.
No, I don't mean that, but it's like, when are they doing this camp? Who's got their junior cert?
Who's got overscheduled children? Overscheduled.
Well, okay, even take out scheduled camps. One of them's doing their junior cert, so we can't leave till the junior cert's over.
Yeah.
One of them is starting secondary school, so we can't go on any late August holidays because he has to be ready for secondary school.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a narrow window. Tracy and I are both celebrating milestone birthdays this coming year.
Yes.
So we're doing a big holiday. And then to get that to work exactly right and have all the bits in it. Look, guys, I'm just saying, you know, it's pretty, pretty stressful.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's not really. It's just booking a holiday. But anyway. Listen, hi, welcome to the podcast. It's Dave Moore, the podcast. Hopefully by the end of this podcast, not only will you have enjoyed it, but Maria will have her holidays boxed off. That's the
guys,
most important
I'm
thing.
I'm trying to save days in August.
We're in
here,
August,
so I'll
yeah.
have stuff in October.
I can buy a dumbbell set for $21.60 online. That can't be right.
Why not?
Two dumbbells.
They're going to absolutely screw you on the delivery cost because it's so heavy.
Yeah, but like that should be like 100 euro.
How would you stop for two dumbbells?
When it gets to 20 kg, anything over like...
Oh, look at this. This is just a long stretch into a humble brag about what we're lifting.
No.
Oh, no.
I don't own any dumbbells. I'm just saying I know by looking at them, like if you go into a shop, it's like 50 quid for a dumbbell that might be like 15 kg.
Yeah, but these ones are obviously bought online. They're like... 21 kgs and you get them and then you realise that was just the box and the packaging and the thing is about 6 kgs worth of weight.
I'm actually buying we're in the market for an exercise bike for the apartment.
Foldy ones
we have no
space. What you want is you want the huge one with the fan and the handles that go so your neighbours are just like, oh my god, there's a jet engine.
An assault bike is what they're
an
called
assault bike, right?
Yeah. Because I've been recently diagnosed with weak legs, so I have to build up my leg strength. And
sorry, I shouldn't laugh, but it is funny that Emer is going, my legs are sore, my legs are sore. And then the physio just goes, do you ever use your legs? It's like, well, no. Okay.
I walk all the time,
yeah,
everywhere.
Yeah, but walking, like, you
I
need
know,
to...
but no one told me that. No one at any point said, oh, by the way, do a lunge
do
on occasion.
Do a lunge and
really?
A squat. Yeah.
And is that a clinical diagnosis?
Yeah.
Weak legs.
Weak legs. He said if there was a zombie apocalypse, I'd be screwed, which we already knew.
Well, because you couldn't run.
Because I can't jump.
He literally
jump
did her jump and she said she jumped and he went, no,
now,
jump.
I'm also in a lot of pain at the minute, so I was hardly going to be able to jump. But yeah, he said that I've weak, quote unquote, weak legs. So I'm on a pre-gym program.
Pre-gym?
And then I have to do a pre-gym program for 6 weeks and then I have to join a gym and do another program. And then none of this. I just wanted to be able to walk.
Well, I tell you, you'll save a lot of money by just buying these dumbbells.
So I'm going to buy the exercise bike.
I'm in my bag, lads.
Throw a few in for me there, will you? I want to go in one of those machines where you lie down and then you do the like, and you push up your legs.
Leg press.
I'm going to become like a gym bunny.
21.60.
I can't wait until
6 months.
Emer's quads are bigger than mine. Yeah. That's what I'm looking forward to.
You know, like when they're doing the Tour de France and you see the lads. Yeah, that's going to be my legs in like 6 weeks.
What's your VO2 max? This is your next thing for your exercise bike.
I'm going to be doing high rocks.
Yeah, no doubt.
I'm going to be competing in high rocks. Unlike someone who signed a document to say that he'll never compete in high rocks.
Yeah. Never.
Last night, I said they were looking at me now. They think they want to sign me up.
See?
No, you said no.
I was impressive you numbers last night.
You did sign a document
night.
That said you're doing a high rocks class, you won't do a high rocks.
No. Definitely not. Honestly,
he's
tell you
that. He's so Is high rocks one of the best things about Ireland? No, it isn't. Garen Noon came in to tell us what the best things about Ireland are. Give a round of applause, Mr. Garen Noon.
Hello, how are you getting on?
Getting on great and glad to have you here.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Come here. This is apparently Blue Monday, but we're fighting back against this, media-led, Depression Day. We're saying no, not here with Today FM. Not if you're making your mornings Today FM. So I was just wondering, I reached out to you and said, you're a man who's passionate about things.
Absolutely.
What are you most passionate about, this fair isle of ours? What are the best things about Ireland, Garen?
Well, it's easy. I could go on all day about the great things about Ireland. For instance, I learned recently that we are the number two country in the world for tea consumption.
That's correct.
4 kilograms of tea per person per year. We're just behind Turkey, who are absolutely gunning it with like 6 kilograms.
Think about that. 4 kilos. Think about how light a tea bag is.
Yeah.
And everyone drinks four kilos.
Yeah, and we're right above England.
Yeah.
Right above England. And then after that is Iran.
Okay.
So there we go. So yeah, we're in good company, diverse company.
And anything that says right above England is always a good thing for
us. I just wanted to get that in there. I put Iran afterwards so it didn't look like I was targeting the UK.
Fair enough.
The second thing, I suppose, about Ireland, that's the best, is I have really learned since I started doing TikTok, we are, in fact, the most loved country on the planet.
Oh, really?
We really are. I get messages, like long emails, mostly from Americans telling me how much they love Ireland. The other day, I had a Filipino lady sent me an email, and she'd looked up where I live in Mayo, basically, and she looked up Ballinac. She knows I'm from Ballinac. And she'd gone around and took a little tour on Google Maps because she wants to come to Ireland one day. And she offered to pay me €100 to go out and take pictures of the Moy River.
Wow!
Because she fantasizes so much about coming to Ireland.
Did you take her up on her offer?
Well, listen, I'll be down in Ballinac again now soon, and I might get the phone out and take a few pictures.
Whatever you've got to do. Yeah. Okay, go on, give us something else then about this fair isle.
There's so many things. I would say probably the other thing is we have the best food on the planet.
Thank you.
Yeah, we do. I get a lot of messages from Americans, especially that come here, and they can't get over the food quality. They'd be like, I had these sausages, and they were the most amazing thing I ever had. But even when you go over, I go over to Dubai to do the odd gig.
Yeah,
and you can get you can get the Clonakilty sausages, the whole shebang, everywhere
in
over
Dubai.
There. In Dubai, and we have been recently voted the greatest butter in the world. Kerrygold is the greatest butter in the world. Then it was some French stuff. I don't know what that was
about.
No,
don't mind that. It's definitely Irish food. It's ridiculous. And like, have you ever talked to an English person about sausages? And they go on about these sausages and then they serve them up to you and they're like flavoured, like, there's not pure sausage.
Sausage was any good, you wouldn't have to be putting honey and all sorts.
Yes!
And all this red onion carry on, right? If a sausage should speak for itself.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Amazing. I love, there's so much food in Ireland that I love. Everyone knows, we all go on about chicken fillet rolls and wraps and whatever. They're just, the deli is just so underrated. And it doesn't exist in the same way in other environments.
I didn't realise this until I seen on TikTok one day there was an English girl going around and she was like telling her English audience about how if they visit Ireland they need to go to a deli. I was like, does everywhere not have delis? Then I got an onslaught of people just going like to delis as a tourist thing. I was like, this is amazing.
Yeah, why not?
It's the best though. Like I had a Subway the other day. Nothing against Subway, right?
Sure.
It's okay. But it just doesn't compare. Nobody else has that experience building a sandwich, the variety of stuff. Sometimes you can go in and you can get something fancy like one of them little croissants with cheese in it
A
few sun-dried tomatoes if you're feeling a bit continental.
But then there's also the joy of the deli worker, because they could potentially be the friendliest or the grumpiest person in the world, but the quality remains the same. Even if they don't want to talk to you, you're still going to get a good sandwich.
The three most important relationships in your life: your mother, your partner, and your deli worker.
There you are. You heard it from Garen. I mean, we could end. Is there anything else that's tickling your ears? That, I mean, that's enough for me.
I mean, I can leave you at that. The other thing I've been told a lot is that people who come here appreciate our bluntness, so we're not fake like other countries are really fake friendly. Irish people can be fake friendly, but it's so obvious that it doesn't even really matter that we're trying to do it.
That's true.
So people like that, they know when they stand when they come here. A lot of people write to me before they come here and they go, will you teach me how to insult people in the friendly kind of way that you do, because in America we don't do that.
No, they don't.
We're the greatest country on earth.
Thank you, Garen New. Thank you, Garen New. You couldn't be more right. Greatest country on earth. Karen Noonan, one of the greatest humans in Ireland.
There is an issue. You can't deliver to Ireland. Why would you bring me this far and then go to the delivery and you can't bring it to Ireland?
Because they're 20 kilos.
It's that brand. They could do click and collect.
Don't know. I need to concentrate here now.
Yeah.
You concentrate on nothing. What's
happening?
He's clapping himself there. Like, I'm so great. I'm back in
the
room.
Where are we?
He put his phone down. We've moved on.
We're now going on to Garen.
Garen. Oh, yeah. Garen. The best thing in Ireland.
Yeah.
Now we're moving on to Music Master, because we had an amazing game of Music Master between Emma and Adele. Two friends. Emma got in touch and said they use Music Master as a way to stay in touch. They check in with each other after the games. How did you get on? Listen to it. And then eventually she said, why don't we play each other? And boom, we made it happen. Emma versus Adele.
Music Master on Today FM.
Right, it's a Music Master. It's a special one because we got a text in from Emma Glennon in Cavan to say that she and her friend Adele O'Malley in Galway, they don't see each other as much as they ought to, but they keep in touch via Music Master by comparing results, seeing who got what. So we decided we'd put the two of them together on Music Master and see if they can live up to their text conversations. Emma, how are you?
I'm good, Dave. A bit nervous.
Listen, that's understandable. I mean, Adele's waiting on you to fail here. You gotta beat her. Okay, well, listen, don't be nervous about the quiz itself. The quiz is easy peasy. I'll take you all the way through it. Let's jump into round one, Emma.
Round one.
Okay, so we got three categories for you to choose from, Emma. You can have ages ago, and hope so.
I'll go for hope so.
Hope so. Okay, these are songs about luck and superstitions and all that kind of stuff, so hope it's good for you. Hope so. Your 60 seconds starts now. Good Luck Babe has blasted which singer into the mainstream this year?
Pass.
We just played her, Chapel Roan. Did Kenny Rogers sing about the gambler or the better?
The gambler.
Yes. What did Kylie Minogue sing about being so lucky in?
Love.
Yes. The song Lucky appears in the album OK Computer. Name the band.
Radiohead.
That's right. What comes next? She's So Lucky.
In Love.
She's a Star, Brittany. An old man turned 98. He won the lottery but died the next day. Is the opening line to which song?
Alanis Morissette, Ironic.
Yes. Who sang about Bad Moon Rising?
Pass.
Creedence Clearwater Revival. Name the unholy singer who teamed up with Disclosure on the song Omen.
Sam Smith.
That's right. Kiss have a song called Hard Luck Woman. What are they best known for wearing on their face?
Makeup.
Yes. Lucky Star was the follow-up single to Borderline. Name the singer.
Pass.
It was Madonna. Was Lucky Man hit for the Verve or Suede?
Verve.
Yes, and just before the drums too. Well done. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Didn't you mention 7 a couple of times was your top score, Emma?
Yeah.
Well, you just got 7 in your hope so category, so congratulations. We're going to try and make it even better now in the bonus round.
Bonus round.
Now, in the bonus round, I promised you before 10 o'clock, Emma, that it wasn't stacked songs. It isn't stacked songs, but it is one of my favourites. It's the accordion.
So,
what you gotta do is try and identify the song, artist, and title of each one, please, based on these incredible accordion cover versions. Don't forget your category about luck and superstition applies to all these songs as well, alright?
Okay.
Okay, here's your first one. What's that?
Get Lucky.
Bye.
Is it Pharrell Williams?
Yeah, it's Pharrell Williams. I'm looking at Maria here because there's two artists on it. There's Pharrell Williams and then there's also...
Oh.
Are we going to accept just Pharrell? No, Maria says no, you need the other artist.
Justin Timberlake?
No, it's Daft Punk. Daft Punk. Flip. Yeah,
okay,
can't give you that one, but you nearly knew it. Bet you'll know this one.
I know it's You've Had a Bad Day.
Yeah, that's the name of the song. You don't know the artist?
No.
Oh, Daniel Powter is his name. Damn.
Oh, no.
You knew that song. Okay, try this one.
Don't know.
That one is Superstition by Stevie Wonder. Okay, listen, nothing to add from the bonus round, but a score of 7 is an excellent score. Now, do you feel confident that's enough to beat Adele and get yourself into the final, or do you think she might do better than 7?
Well, I'll wish her well. That's all I
do. Okay. Well, look, hold on the line there, Emma, because Adele will have her go in a couple of minutes' time. We'll see which one of you is going through to the final.
Master on Today FM.
Very differing opinions of the accordion bonus round there in Music Master. Darren Galway says, we need that accordion round more often, it's class. And Owen Leash says, tell Emma not to worry, nobody knows those accordion tracks. Bring back Dave's Humming. And that's saying something, says Owen Leash. Yeah, we haven't done Dave's Humming in a while, guys. Come on. Everyone hates except me. Okay, we had Emma, and she had just played and got herself a score of 7, a very impressive score of 7. But her friend, this is what we're doing, two friends going head-to-head, is Adele O'Malley in Galway. Hi, Adele.
Hi, Dave.
What do you think of Emma's score?
I can't believe she got 7.
You were holding, you were both holding 7 up as this kind of, sometimes we get 7, and there you go.
She went and got 7. At least she could have done was, like, even get a steady 5, so I would look so bad if I get 0.
Well, no, you're not going to be getting 0, Adele. Come on, I have complete faith in you. You ready to give it a go?
Oh, I'll give it a try anyway.
Come on, let's do it.
Round 1.
Okay, so the categories, first of all, Hope So is gone because Emma took that, but you can have either Ages Ago or... What would you like?
I'll go with Ages Ago.
Ages Ago, right. We're going back 11 years, actually. This is 2014 in music. Going to ask you as many questions as I can in 60 seconds, and your time starts now. Dark Horse was a chart topper for which pop star?
Katy Perry.
Yes. Christine McVie rejoined which band for the first time in 16 years?
Oh, pass.
Fleetwood Mac. Rother Be saw Jess Glynn team up with which band?
Oh, pass.
Clean Bandit. There was a scandal when singer Solange was pictured smacking her sister's husband in a lift. What's his name?
Jay-Z.
It is. What's missing from this lyric? Because I've got a blank what, baby, and I'll write your name.
Space.
Yes. Jason Orange announced that he had left which band?
Take That.
That's correct. Bang Bang saw 3 stars team up. Nicki Minaj, Jessie J, they're 2. Who's the other one?
Oh, Ariana Grande?
It is. Name the 2013 song from Pharrell Williams that spent a lot of 2014 in the Irish charts.
Get Lucky?
No, it was Happy. Lady Gaga teamed up with which iconic singer to release the album Cheek to Cheek?
Oh, pass.
Tony Bennett. Which Budapest singer performed at Longitude that summer?
George Ezra?
Yeah. Superheroes was a hit for which Irish band?
Oh, pass.
It was the script.
Yes.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay. So this is tight. This is tight. Yeah, this is very good. Adele, except you are nowhere near 0. No, you will. You will. You're going to do brilliant in the accordion bonus round.
I hate the accordion round.
Bonus round. Well, let's find out how it does for you. Just think, we're doing 2014, okay? Just remember that.
Okay.
Artist and title of each one. Songs that were big in 2014. What is this?
Is it Bruno Mars?
Yes. What's the song?
Oh my God, it's on the tip of my tongue.
You're the exact opposite of Emma, who knew all the song titles but none of the artists. You know the artists, but I need a song title out of you. Yeah, you're singing
it
all.
I can't think of it.
Okay, it's Uptown Funk is what that one's called. Okay, try this one.
Haven't a clue.
Okay, that's Ed Sheeran's Thinking Out Loud.
Okay.
Well, listen, we're down to this one. It's 7-6. Emma's got 7, you've got 6. You need to get this one to give us a tiebreaker situation, okay? So what is this? Artist entitled Big in 2014. What is this?
No, haven't a clue. No.
Meghan Trainor's All About That Bass is what that one was. Oh, Adele, you were so close. 6 is the score you got, so I'm going to give you a Dave Moore mug, but we better get your woman Emma back on the phone. Hello, Emma.
Hi, Dave.
One point.
I didn't do as well as she did.
Listen, you...
wasn't too bad.
You guys were brilliant. Well, usually you text each other. Sure, I'll just sit back here. You guys can have a chat there for a few minutes and work it all out. No, you'll have to wait until after, because we have to get to the final round. Adele, thank you so much for playing.
Thank you.
We'll send you out the Dave Moore mug. Emma's got the headphones. Million. And maybe something else. We'll find out now in a second. Okay. Right, Adele,
thanks
nice
so much,
one.
Emma. Oh, thank you.
Okay, see you, Adele. Bye. 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 Okay, Emma, here we go. The final round. Are you ready to give it a lash and become a music master?
I'll try, yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Final round. Okay, in this final round, you know how it works, Emma. I'm going to give you 3 clues to the identity of an artist. You get the year they were born, the place they're from, and a lyric from one of their songs. And then you'll have 10 seconds to tell me who it is, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. The year is 1941. The place is New Jersey. And the lyric is, a man walks down the street.
What's it? Paul Simon,
you're going for. Do you remember even the name of the song for the crack?
Call Me Al.
You can call me Al. You can call Emma a music master because you're right. You're absolutely right, you legends.
Thank you.
Oh, Adele. She didn't do it. Emma, you did it. You're the one who's managed to come through this. Not only did you beat Adele, but you also are now a crowned music master.
Oh, that's great.
Brilliant. Well done. You win everything. You get the Dave Moore Bluetooth headphones, you get €250 in cash, and you get an official certificate to hang on your wall just to tell Adele and everyone else that you are a music master. All right?
Oh, thanks. And we said, myself and Adele agreed, if either of us win, we're going on a night away together.
Ah, even better.
Yeah.
And do you know what? We got her back on the phone. Adele.
Hi.
You're going on a night away together, you legend.
I'm delighted.
So where do you go? Cavan or Galway or somewhere else?
Oh, we might go somewhere more exotic.
Right. God, more exotic than Cavan. Where are you living? Emma, congratulations. Adele, thanks for playing. You're both absolute heroes. Thank you so much.
Brilliant.
All right, see you guys. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, that's so great. Love it. 2 best mates playing. And there they go. That was the deal when they win. They're gone on a night out. So well done to Emma. She is a music master. And if you ever want to get in touch and play a game with us or just get in touch in general about something you want us to talk about, dave@todayfm.com. Email anytime, as Ian likes to say, open 24/7. However, obviously for during the show, if you want to text, it's 087-4100-102. But you got to do that during the hours of 9 to 12 and you're a podcaster, so who knows when you're listening. So dave@todayfm.com.
Can you hear me breathing into the mic when you're talking?
No.
Because there's a little like fluff on the top of the mic. And when you were talking there and I was breathing, I could see it just flapping.
I'll tell you what I do worry about is at home when I do my movie junkets, obviously I do spend a lot of time in movie junket waiting rooms, the virtual Zoom rooms. And obviously I don't record that, but then they say, okay, Dave, we're moving you over to talk to Wesley Snipes. That's why I picked an actor who wouldn't be talking to. Anyway, moved over to talk to Wesley Snipes. And I go, okay, cool. And the microphone isn't like this one here that's like, kind of away from my thing. It's underneath my mouth, under my nose. And I guarantee you Maria has to listen to me going. And even when they're talking, when they're answering a question, I still have to breathe. So I'm always conscious.
I have to mute that.
Yeah, I'm conscious that I'm going like Wesley Snipes. It's going, and then I was a vampire in Blade. And I go. Poor Maria has to edit it. Yeah, so hopefully not, but not too much. Right, what else is going on? Oh yeah, you know the way when I do talk to a celebrity, I ask them different questions in my quickfire round. The first one is always, what are you currently obsessed with? And I love that question because it opens you up to a world of potential answers. Like, what was in your lunchbox? You're going to get a standard set of answers, maybe different from Americans, English people, you know, Irish people, whatever. But what are you currently obsessed with could lead to anything. But then one of our listeners said, hang on a second, Dave, I'm Rebecca. I want to answer the question, and all hell broke. I got a message the other day from Rebecca Irwin immediately after we had done one of our celebrity interviews. And Rebecca Irwin said, Dave, hi. I always imagine if I was ever one of your guests on your show and you asked me, what am I currently obsessed with? I would say these two, and I'll play you a clip of what she then sent me an Instagram video for. Oh, what a great thing to be obsessed about, Rebecca. Rebecca says, who knew lilting could be so cool? That's Rebecca Irwin who sent me the message. Thank you, Rebecca. And that's Rebecca's answer to that. What an amazing thing. Like, what do they call Carl?
Absolute lilt.
Absolute lilt.
Yeah, I love their bio on Instagram. It has trad Irish lilting duo here for all your lilty pleasures.
Lilty pleasures. Amazing. Well, that's the thing, right? Like, you can be obsessed with anything. Like, Rebecca gets up, obviously, at some point and just thinks to herself, oh, I've got to have a listen to. And why wouldn't you want to listen to? You'll be absolutely singing that now all through your head.
Gorgeous.
All day. It is gorgeous, though. And didn't you tell me something cool about one of the girls in Absolute Lilt?
Yes, that's right. Yeah, Niamh Hinchey is a proud Limerick woman, but her boyfriend is Mowgli Bapp from Kneecap.
The boys have been on the show before. There you go.
I think you might have also asked them.
I probably did. And they were probably obsessed with stickers in the British Museum. So she is Mowgli Bapp's girlfriend. Amazing.
Yeah.
Well, that's some combination there, in fairness. But here's the thing, right? Like, Rebecca's come in and said, yes, I want to answer the question of what are you obsessed with? So I want to turn it open to all of you guys. So get in touch now and tell me what it is you're obsessed with. It can be anything. Just let me know what it is. I'm just dying to know. It's okay asking Cameron Diaz and Kneecap and whoever. But you guys, what are you currently obsessed with?
Do you know what's interesting? When you do ask every celebrity, and then, you know, you try and give them an example.
Yeah.
And I don't know, it's the most random thing, I think, with you, is you'll always, the first thing you say is, you know, it could be an app, it could be a book.
Yeah.
Like, but you always go for an app. Like, who's obsessed with an app?
Do you know why? Because I am usually obsessed with certain apps.
What are you obsessed with? Because we actually don't know what your No, don't mind heavy metal or, you know, guitars or sneakers.
Yeah.
What are you... Dave Moore, what are you currently obsessed with?
I am currently obsessed with Ants Canada.
A band?
No, Ants Canada are not a band. Ants Canada is a YouTube channel. It's a guy in Canada who has ant colonies.
Oh, God.
And he builds terrariums. He builds these huge glass tanks.
Okay.
He fills them with plants. He fills them with animals, insects, like reptiles, all manner of things, amphibians. But then he videos them in like 4K Ultra HD, like a documentary. And in fact, the most exciting thing is Ants Canada has two huge tanks at the moment. He's just announced that he's building a third. In fact, this is this is literally the thing that made me so excited over the weekend.
This will be the coolest tank I've ever made. This is Pandora, my giant cloud rainforest vivarium. And this is Arcadia, the rainforest treetops. Both these giant vivariums are connected and host a plethora of exotic life. But these rainforest creatures have no idea a grand new world, an expansion pack, is about to be added to their home.
So here's the thing. It's unbelievable, right?
Right.
So he has this rainforest treetop where a constant mist comes in and keeps all the plants exactly behaving like they would in the rainforest, and then puts rainforest creatures in there. Then he has like the bottom floor of another kind of forest area with like a black water pond, and he's got a little caiman crocodile in there or whatever. Like, it's unbelievable. I am so obsessed with this. Like, I wake up in the middle of the night and almost want myself to be awake enough that I go, I'll just put on some Ants Canada videos.
How, like, are you the only guy watching these videos?
6.3 million subscribers on YouTube.
What?
This guy is massive.
Ants Canada.
Ants, A-N-T-S, Ants Canada. Because it all started off with ant colonies, but now he's just grown and grown and grown. But Ants Canada is what I am currently obsessed with.
Do you know what? That doesn't surprise me.
No,
it
okay.
just doesn't surprise me.
087-4100-102. What are you currently obsessed with? It can be anything, but please share it and let me know. And we'll put them up on the radio and see. Everyone can have a look at what you're obsessed with. 087-4100-102. Skiddly idle doodle dum. Dilly idle day. Lisa Benz in Galway this morning. Hi, Lisa.
Hello there. How are you?
Congratulations on the recent nuptials.
Oh, thank you very much.
How long ago was it?
October.
October, right. But are you obsessed with the new hobbies or something else?
There is something else that has recently creeped into my TikTok.
Go on.
Colouring.
Colouring.
Yes, yeah, so, colouring.
Are you obsessed with watching other people colour? Are you now obsessed with colouring?
Both. I'm doing it and I'm watching everybody else doing it as well.
And is this like that, you know, those adult colouring books? Is that kind of stuff or is it more children-y stuff? What do you love doing?
It's kind of a bit of both. Like, it's kind of, they do look kind of childish, but you add in like all shadows and like patterns.
Do you know
and
what?
Make them look really
I saw one last night, actually. It might have been on TikTok, of a guy who was doing like, it was kind of like, I don't know, it was a teddy bears in a bath or something like that. Anyway, he only used three colours, but he absolutely did all shadows and lights. It was as if like the curtains were open and the lights were just coming in one part of the colouring. And I was like, oh my God.
Yeah, that's it. It's called Colouring Talk.
Colouring Talk. Incredible. Whoa, hang on. I've just seen a picture. Is that something you coloured that you just sent in?
Yeah, I did that last night. That's my first
gorgeous.
Ever one.
Gorgeous.
Yeah.
It's your first ever one.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's hard to describe this. It's a yard sale. There's like a teddy bear in a box. There's a kettle, a lamp on a bedside locker, a radio. And they're all coloured in absolutely. But the colouring and the light and everything is unbelievable in that.
Yeah.
Well done. I'm very impressed altogether, Lisa.
Well, thank you very much, Dave.
All right, so Colouring Talk. I'm going to add that to my list of things to get obsessed with. Thank you very much, Lisa.
Thanks so much, Dave.
See ya. Bye. 087-4100-102. Jessica, what about you?
I'm absolutely obsessed with watching Spencer Pratt on Instagram and literally getting Heidi's song, her album, to number one after 15 years. And the song is playing on repeat in my head all the time. So play it. I'll do it. Heidi Montag.
Okay, Heidi Montag. This is the song. So Spencer and Heidi. Like, this is Spencer and Heidi from The Hills and all that stuff. And now she's trying to get her album back to number one. Listen, people are obsessed with mad stuff. Rob, what about you? What are you obsessed with?
Hi, Dave. I'm currently obsessed with watching The Fish Locker on YouTube.
Oh.
The man is just pure class at fishing.
Okay, fishing, why not? Dom says, Dave, you're the only person I know who can make absolute crap sound so exciting. I'll take that as a compliment, Dom. Thank you very much. Emily says, oh my God, Lisa is so right about the colouring. They are class. Yeah, I've seen them. That's absolutely brilliant. Who else have we got? We've got Colin, who's a kind of a man after my own heart.
I am currently obsessed with learning 7 Days of May by Testament on the guitar. You ever tried it, Dave? It's not easy.
I haven't ever tried it, but I do love that song, if you don't know. Yeah, that's about all I'm going to play that.
Yeah.
But yeah, listen, I might join you on that and maybe see if we can both play it, Colin. 087-4100-102. If you are obsessed with something and you want to let me know what it is, it could be anything. Why are you obsessed with it? Why is someone obsessed with Heidi Montag's song? I need to know. I was asked by Colin Minogue what my current obsession is, and I said it's a YouTube channel called Ants Canada, a guy who builds terrariums and vivariums and all manner of things. I can't get enough of him. I'm being corrected by Lachlan, first of all.
Hi, Dave. This is Lachlan from Sligo. I watch Ants Canada too, but he used to live in Canada, but now he lives in the Philippines.
Well, I knew he was certainly of Philippines. Filipino descent. I didn't realise he'd moved back to the Philippines, but thank you, Lachlan. I appreciate that. Although Breed's given out to Cahill.
He couldn't just leave a Cahill. He couldn't just let him enjoy his obsession without leaving us all feeling like there's ants crawling all over us.
In fairness to Ants Canada, he doesn't ever put up a warning if there's ants on screen or anything like that, but he does put up warnings when he's about to show spiders. Because I think obviously he knows a lot more people are afraid of spiders.
Okay. So. You know what you're getting when you click into Ants Canada, I'd imagine.
Pretty much, pretty much. Niamh's in Roscommon this morning. Hi, Niamh.
Hello.
What are you currently obsessed with, Niamh?
Well, I'm currently obsessed with finishing a paper airplane that I'm making.
Now, when I hear the term paper airplane, I assume you get an A4 piece of paper, you fold it a couple of times, you throw it and it flies straight into the ground. You have sent me a picture of your paper airplane and I'm actually finding it hard to believe this is a paper airplane. It's a full Ryanair jet. But it's like, it's got windows and it's got, like, it says Ryanair on the side. And is it an Airbus or what is it?
It's, well, this model, it's the 737 MAX.
Right, 737 MAX, yeah.
So it's quite detailed.
Now, how are you making this out of paper? Are you literally making all the bits yourself?
Yeah, well, no, there is a website. I can't actually remember the name of the website.
Sure.
But you can pick which plane that you want to make. And I said, sure, I'll go with an Irish one. So there's about 13 individual A4 pages that has every little section where you have to cut them out and then stick them together. So it's all little strips that you have to join on.
So you're gluing, you gluing pieces of paper together? So you print them out on an A4 page and it has the graphic or whatever it would need. Obviously the Ryanair logo is there and the tail is navy with the gold symbol and all. So you'd print that, but then you'd have to use like an X-Acto knife to cut it out and then glue it together.
Yes, and you have to be very particular as well because you need everything to line up.
You do,
So it's my first go at it anyway. So I spent about 30 hours at the moment on it.
Incredible. I tell you, the picture is so impressive, lads. I know you can't see it and I can't, but it genuinely just looks like a 737 MAX from Ryanair, except it's sitting on your desk, Niamh. It's absolutely unreal. And do you look forward to getting to it every night?
I do, as long as the boys go to bed.
Of course,
Even just to do the very tip of the nose cone, that took me about 2 hours.
Oh,
because
God.
It's so small.
Of course, you've got to fold it in. I mean, it is 3D, this thing. Like, it's a full-on cylinder. It's a full-on, it's exactly like you'd expect a plane to look, but it's made out of paper.
It is, yeah.
Now, when you are finished, however many hours that will be from now, what's the plan?
Yeah, put it up on a shelf and don't go near it again.
Yeah, make sure the boys don't get their hands on it, that's for sure. Okay, that's absolutely brilliant. I love it, Niamh. Thank you so much.
Great.
See ya. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
We had Lisa on from Galway, who was telling us about the fact that she's obsessed with colouring. Jennifer's been in touch.
A bit random, but Lisa there with the colour and TikTok. Oh, my God, her voice. I could just listen to her talking all day. I was like, oh, keep her on for longer. She's a lovely voice. Is that weird that I think that? Or is it even weirder than sending this in? Okay, maybe scrap this.
No, we're not scrapping this. That's lovely, Jennifer. And yes, you're right. She did have a lovely voice. And in fact, her own husband was in touch, she just got married to in October. His name is Robbie, and he's also mad about colouring, but not colouring. He paints 3D printed figurines. So he's got Chucky and Bride of Chucky there he sent in. Fair play to Robbie for getting in touch as well. And then there's a lovely one in from Rob.
I wouldn't say obsessed, but I keep listening to this song. Ever since Dave keeps going on about not washing his legs in the shower, I heard that this song about not washing your legs in the shower on YouTube, and it's hilarious. Just a bit about knee pits, I can't stop laughing at. Oh, it's gas.
Okay, so yeah, so there's a fella who you probably have seen who takes internet comments, conversations, and then puts them to music and makes them very dramatic and everything. There is one about leg washing, sounds like this.
Do you wash your legs when you take a shower? Nothing worse than a greasy knee pit. I wouldn't dare the hands of the world. I have naturally clean legs. It's a waste of time.
Oh, it's so good.
What are you currently obsessed with, Maria? Other than your blinking holidays.
I've just finished putting them in. Playing a game called Goods Sorting.
See, Carl, this is what you always, you give out to me. This is the app question. So what do you say? It could be an app. I would say to our celebrity guests, like I say, it could be an app, could be a meal, could be a friend, could be a pet, whatever. But I start with an app. He's like, app. Who's obsessed with an app?
I know.
Actually, obsessed with an app.
A few texts did come in to say they were obsessed with apps and it's not a weird question.
Thank you. Yeah. So what's this one called?
Goods sorting.
I don't know what that means.
So it's I'll show you a picture of it now. I'm on level 92. It's new to me.
Very good.
Hence the obsession. Uh-huh. But it gets in the way of, like, we were watching The Day of the Jackal.
Yep.
And, you know, that's not really something you want to be...
Oh, you can't scream at that.
But
no.
I was doing it.
No, no. All right.
So then I'd look up and I'd be like,
no,
oh, he's going to kill me for, like, being on my phone or whatever. Yeah, what happened there? So it's just, you match three things in a shelf. So there's, every level is a different amount of shelves.
Okay.
And you have so many things that you have to sort, and everything that's the same has to go on the same shelf.
It sounds a little bit like housework. Virtual housework.
Yeah.
That's what it sounds like to me.
I do it to get away from doing the housework.
Yeah, but you're still doing the housework.
And then I feel great about myself. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Your Tupperware press, does it look as good as that?
No.
No, that's the
difficulty. No, and do you know why?
Why?
Because nobody else can stack it. This is what bothers me.
Yeah.
I can stack it. I know where everything goes so that nothing falls out. But then the minute somebody else gets their hands on it, it's chaos.
I have one rule in my house. I've said this before. There's no lunchboxes in the drawer because they stack up, they go weird, they fall over, and then you can't get the drawer open.
Yeah.
The only rule in the kitchen is no lunchboxes in the drawer.
Ours is a press.
Where are they? In the drawer. Every day. Every day.
Well, the only rule I have is you can't store them with the lids on.
Of course not.
But I consistently find tubs with lids on. Then I have to take them off and give out.
This has felt a little bit like a therapy session, guys.
This podcast is going to be an hour long if we don't.
I'm just telling you why I play goods sorting.
Good sorting.
I like the sound of that. I want to play that.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Dave Moore on Today FM.
Looking for a snack that's better for you and irresistibly tasty? Grab a bag of Skinny Pop popcorn. The original ready-to-eat popcorn is made with just 3 simple ingredients, and it still delivers all the light, airy, and satisfyingly salty flavors you love. Share a bag of Skinny Pop with your favorite people, or just keep it to yourself for some endlessly enjoyable solo snacking that lasts and lasts. Deliciously popped, perfectly salted. Skinny Pop. Popular for a reason.